The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I live with a big white dog named Gus. And the one thing that good dog Gus knows how to do is spend the whole day, every single day, being a dog. Good old Gus. Stiff in his bones, sound in his sleep, slowing down, but with a lot of gumption left. They said he was 4 years old when I got him from a friend of a friend of a friend. His family had moved away, he needed a new home, and we'd been together some 50-odd dog years since. People who meet Gus always say, "What a nice dog." I don't think he'd ever been inside a building before he came to my house. He still treads on strange floors as though they're hot lava, and he never has learned to climb stairs. Mostly, he's large and loyal. Wherever I am, he manages the perimeter, and if I go away, he waits for me to come back. Thanks to Gus, I've heard people describe me as that woman with a big white dog. Do you know that dogs have a sensory organ way up high in the very back of the throat? It's called the vomeronasal organ. Reptiles have them, and so do elephants. In dogs, the vomeronasal organ is a little hairy sac behind the hard palate. It's covered with receptor sites for molecules and lined with neural connections that reach all over the brain. Information comes in on saliva and in the mucus of their wet doggy noses, a phantasmagoria, taste and smell to the nth dimension. Dogs want to lick your face so they can sample the molecules that write the history of your day, all the food you've eaten, the quality of your burps, everyone you've hugged, everything that's touched your mouth, including the end of a pen and your fingers and everywhere they've been. All the microscopic matter filtered from the air by your eyebrows and mucus. No wonder Gus is glad to see me when I come home. One kiss and it's like I've brought him the newspaper. Living with an old dog is a primer in the fundamentals of companionship. Presence, routine, sleep, the way you inhabit the same days. Gus and I used to take big walks that were all about seeing how much ground we could cover, up and out and over and away, down and through and back around. Now we take big walks that are about finding good places to sit and notice what rushes into our senses. Good old Gus. Sometimes his nostrils probe the air like the handles of an invisible wand. He doesn't always hear the coyotes like he used to, but if he does, he still sings back. He's never going to learn to wipe his feet. I'm kind of surprised I'd accept that in someone. Good old Gus. He eats the same dinner off the same plate in the same spot at the same time every day. And in the quiet evenings, he snores gently from across the living room, knowing, even in his sleep, that he is breathing the same air as me. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.